Call to order the Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call on Friday, February 20th, 2015. It is now 8:33. We can start with general discussion, Director and other commissioners.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smith, I'll just kick it off that the Director and I had a nice 45-minute meeting or so with the Governor the other day, and it was a good opportunity, I think, to at least have some brief interaction, but I'll let the Director comment further on that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I thought it was a good meeting. We started talking about wolves, and that's pretty much the only thing we talked about. I kind of downloaded a lot of my Idaho experience and how we in Idaho dealt with livestock depredations and kind of what we could expect biologically from wolves. The governor had some really excellent questions. I kind of rambled maybe a little too long, but it seemed like the governor was very interested in it, and we hadn't really had it. It seemed like a good opportunity to download at least a little bit of biological detail on that topic. So what did you think, Commissioner Smith? Was it okay?
Right. No, I thought it was fine. And I mean, we had set forth a list of about four or five ideas that we wanted to chat about, but we never got off the wolves. And the Director didn't monopolize it. He was asked the question. The answers were spot on, I thought. The governor did say he wanted to have some follow-up meetings, I think sooner rather than later, about some of the items that weren't covered on the list that we put forward. So it was a good beginning. I think good imprinting.
Did someone else join us?
Yeah, this Commissioner Holzmiller. Sorry about being late, guys.
Good morning, Commissioner Holzmiller. We have... We started the meeting. We're on general discussion. We might as well conclude that, and then we'll go back. We need to get general discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I might give one more brief briefing. This is Jim.
You do.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I did attend the Natural Resources Legislative Breakfast yesterday at the Governor's Mansion. So it was the members of the Senate and House Legislative Committees, myself and Mr. Goldmark, and then a couple of other staff. We had some general discussions with the governor and around the table about legislation, but some of the main topics that came up were fire and certainly the drought that it appears we're headed towards this year, trying to get ahead of that with some legislation to allow people to put out fires. That was an important topic. Other water legislation, of course, was brought up. And then that was the main part of the discussion, really. Then the governor gave a pitch for his carbon legislation and the different bills that he's had up. And certainly that's obviously a main initiative for him. So I guess briefly, that was kind of the breakfast. I had a pretty good opportunity to have some side conversations with the different legislators, and I will tell you that our staffer, Ann Larson, has done an excellent job putting me in contact with the right people early on. She's really done a terrific job of having me prepared to meet some of these folks, and I had met everybody at the table, so I was, it felt good anyway.
Good comments. Anything for you, Deputy Director Storr?
No, Mr. Vice Chair, unless there's any questions about legislation in general, I'd be happy to try to answer some of those. But
Chair, this is Commissioner Holzmiller.
Commissioner Holzmiller?
Yeah, I would like to ask Jim, I'm a volunteer firefighter over here, too, and what was that about putting out fires? I didn't catch what you were headed with that one.
Well, there's just some legislation that would allow private property owners to go ahead and you know, use their implements and other things to put out fires as they get started. I threw out that in Idaho, we established some rural fire prevention districts working with the BLM, and we received, or the people in those districts received training from the BLM so that that eased the BLM's concerns about liability and having civilians, if you will, fighting fire. And so I've offered to provide that information to Senator Kress, or Representative Kress, and I'll follow up on some of that. But the legislation he has is mostly dealing on private property and also on state natural resources property.
Yeah, there again. So you say it's Representative Kress that's pushing it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll try and do a little homework, because that one, red flags start popping up all over when you start getting people coming in and going to help you sometimes.
Yeah, I understand that. I think the idea is if you have people that, or at least the Idaho model was, you provide the training up front, and then that eased some of the concerns. And they became part of the attack team, I guess, the initial response teams. But, no, I think that you're right. If, you need to watch that you don't just have people willy-nilly join in the fight on different fronts that you don't know about. It can be a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, well, it isn't fish and game deal, but, no, it really raises my concerns. Thank you, Jim.
We'll try to provide you that the actual legislation, and we can give that to the entire commission, but if you're interested.
Any other discussion today?
Just one brief item, Mr. Vice Chair. I'm going to be meeting, Tammy and Ann have set up meetings with most of the representatives and senators that we're dealing with in March. So that will be the week after the Moses Lake meeting. So I'll have an opportunity to chat with all of you about if there's certain things that you wanted me to raise with any of these individuals. And I'll provide the list of who I'm going to be meeting with, but it's a pretty extensive list. And it'll take place over several days. So I can bring this up at the Moses Lake meeting as well.
Okay, good work. Good work. Anything else today?
Add one other item is I'm starting my regional visits next week. And so I don't know if any commissioners would be interested in that when I'm at the regions, but in my mind, you're welcome to attend if you're around. Also, I met with the Northwest Indian Fish Commission this week over in Quinault and got introduced to those folks. And then, of course, I had the dinner that I talked about earlier. So still meeting and greeting.
Perfect. That's what we need. And I heard someone else try to get in a minute ago.
Yeah, just missed one thing, Mr. Vice Chair. I will call you Monday to set up a time to meet and have lunch, because there's several things we need to talk about.
You're talking to me now?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that'll be fine. Okay, we don't have any other general discussion.
Two things, if I could, really quick, Larry.
Yes, go ahead.
Jim, when you say you're going to do a regional tour, you're just going to probably be touring the headquarters, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's still quite a ways from where I'm at, but I thought if you're going to be touring the region, I would try and get hooked up with you. But so
yeah, no,
thank you. That
at the regional office and bring staff in for a chance for staff to meet me. I just thought if any of you happened to be in town those days, then if you wanted to stop by, that'd be fine.
Do you have that scheduled, Jim?
Yes, I'll have Irene send it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for that. Brad, are you going to be home later tonight? I've got a question for you.
Not later tonight. I'm going to be leaving here around 5:30. I will be mostly around. I have an appointment at 2 to 3, so like from 3:30 to 5:30 I'll be around.
Okay, I'll maybe try and give you a ring on your cell. Thank you.
Or I'll be home tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be gone tomorrow. So, okay. Okay, well, thank you. No, I had a question, and a deal came up, and I'm kind of going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay.
Okay, buddy.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. If you have no other discussion, I will adjourn this meeting on February 20, 2015, Dayton at 8:46. Everyone have a nice weekend, and we'll continue on next week.
Good. Thanks.